Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can watch, you can listen to your little heart's content on whatever topic is on your mind, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something or whatever is going on, wherever, whether you're starting up or growing or getting rid of your small business. We got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's a tax attorney. She's the author of Small Business, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2012 is the new edition. 2011 is also still there. You can find that wherever you want. BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
That is correct.
Weltman. Barbara, you've got some numbers for us that you want to cover with us on small business.
Sure. I think it's very interesting to know how big small business is. And there are more than 22.6 million sole proprietors non-farm.
Mm-hmm.
out of the potential 33.6 million business returns that were filed. So this is government statistics.
All right, 33 million business returns, that includes farms, sub-S,
corporations,
partnerships.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. So there are over 4 million S-corporations.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's not so good in terms of the numbers is the fact that startups haven't been so great, that the startup numbers have fallen. And that's not a good thing. Usually, despite economic conditions, business startups, and of course all businesses start as small businesses, usually continue unabated during bad economic times.
But you know, Barbara, if you go back, I don't know if you remember this, but if you go back and look at my 2009 predictions, I predicted this. I said that we would not have the startups this time because the credit availability on credit cards, the home equity availability to get an equity loan to start a business, the 401k money, whatever, the job situation, that we would not have the startups this time. And I'm sorry to say I was right.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think another thing that's part of it is the fact that people can stay on unemployment longer.
That's part of
it. And there's less incentive to start a business.
Plus the economy, the recovery's drug.
Plus
has dragged
their recovery.
Like it has.
Exactly.
I mean, people are looking around. They know somebody already owns a business. They're already established. They're having a hard enough time. You know, people are saying, you know, what makes me think I can start a business?
Well, that's certainly it. And then you continually hear about the problems of the regulations and government red tape. And
right.
So it's a little daunting to put to really commit. When people start a business, they're really putting their not only their egos, but all their finances
mm-hmm.
on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really scary. It can be very scary, and rightly so.
Now, that 22 million businesses that are non-farm, does that include the C-Corps and the S-Corps?
No, the 22.6, those are the sole proprietors filed
just
in Schedule
proprietors,
Z.
Plus 4 million S-Corps.
Right.
Plus almost 2 million farms.
Right.
Plus 3 million partnerships you've got on your information here, right?
Right, and then the regular C-Corps.
So, but, all right, so take out the C-Corps. We're still looking at almost 30 million entities, right?
Yes, definitely.
And they've got probably 70 million employees.
Sure.
So if you add those together, Barbara, you've got a third of the American population, two-thirds of the working population are small business farms, small businesses or farms.
That's
now,
right.
Now tell me why, with that kind, those kinds of numbers, two-thirds of the electorate directly associated with small businesses, why small business can't run this country? Why can't we get organized and run this country, Barbara?
Well, I guess we don't have enough payoffs in Washington.
We don't have,
that might be an answer.
That's not. Don't you agree, though? Don't you think that America would be a better place if Main Street was more in charge of the country?
Absolutely. It's just common sense, and I think that we just need a stronger voice, a louder voice.
Well,
I think we're getting through to some, but not to all.
Yeah. Well, I did think it was interesting, and I'm just reporting this, Barbara, that the one of the five major planks of the Romney-Ryan campaign.
Yep.
Tell them what it is. One of the
it's
five.
It's small business.
That's right.
Which is amazing. One out of five things to concentrate
on.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Based on the numbers we just gave them.
That's exactly right.
I mean, think about that.
And not just lip service, because let's face it, the current administration has said repeatedly, we love small business, we support small business, but the bottom line is it hasn't really done the kinds of things that would really help small business.
Well, small business owners that I talk to, that I poll through my website and on my show, they don't think that they're doing so well right now. Most of them don't. The majority of them don't.
Do you know that I have the same anecdotal
only 25
response.
20, no more than 25% of the small business owners we talk to or poll are happy about how things are going.
Well, that's my take on it too, and I speak to people all across the country.
Yep. Yep.
And of all in all industries, and it seems like there are a couple of industries that are doing rather well.
Right.
But except for that, it's just not.
I've got to wrap it up, Barbara. BarbaraWeltman.com. Barb, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Sure.
We'll see you next time, Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.